Episode 3028, Unpack the Benefits.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day, because it is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to do something different. Yes, I want you to get out of your comfort zone, and I want you to unpack the benefits. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is National Prayer Day. It's a national day of prayer, and I want us truly to stop for just a moment. And I want us to pray for you, your family, for your community, and for the country. So join with me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pause in our chaos, in our own destructive thoughts, because sometimes life can be so overwhelming. But Lord, we know you are a good God. You're our God. And Lord, in this moment, during this time, there are trials and tribulations. There are struggles that are being faced. There are medical discrepancies and health challenges. And we don't know what's to come tomorrow, but we have today, we have the presence of you right now. Lord, you promise never to leave us nor forsake us. And even though we wander, you do not. You stay close beside us. So during this National Day of Prayer, Lord, we come to you and we ask you to bless ourselves. And no, that's not a selfish request, Lord, because we need to be able to fill our cup so we can go out and impact the world that we touch. That means our family, our friends, our colleagues. Lord, we need our cup filled. Please fill the holes that are missing in our lives. Direct us towards where you want us to go. Shape us, mold us. And then, Lord, we pray for our families, our communities. We pray for our government and our leadership. Lord, we know that you can do all things and nothing is impossible. But there are times that we do struggle because of what we see on the earthly side of life. Lord, let us focus on the heavenly side, that your will be done. We believe in what you have given us, a gift, sending your son, Jesus Christ, so that we may be forgiven. Lord, we don't deserve your love nor your grace or mercy, but Lord, we receive it. And we thank you for the gifts that you're giving us today, the blessings that are already hidden around the corners. We pray that we will have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the heart to feel what you have in store for us. It's in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. You know, as I was thinking about the National Day of Prayer, a lot of our lives are led by negative thoughts, what we can't do. And I don't know if that is something that really like spurs you on. I don't think that's really inspirational, if I'm honest. I mean, come on, when you're not doing things right, seriously? I mean, really? What if you put aside all the thoughts that scream how much you don't know and focus on what you do know? Take a page from your strengths and unpack the benefits. Because I don't know about you, but it's easy to get entangled with what doesn't work. Your weaknesses, your failures, your incomplete projects. Tell me about it. I have a huge list. I've been working on those projects. That's why I'm a little tired today. But it just drags your self-esteem through the mud. And not only are you carrying your excuses in your trash bag, and you're like, oh, it's falling apart. I got to get a new bag because I can't lose these excuses. They give me a way out, really? But what about your strengths? What if you were to look at your strengths and say, you know what, but I have this and this and this, and I can make an impact. Why not paint a picture with your strengths? How would that change your attitude? I don't know about you, but just starting here in this moment today with a day of prayer, a time of quiet, a time of calm, a time of presence with our Heavenly Father, that set the tone up for something totally different. Talk about unpacking our benefits. We got to lean in more to God. He gave you gifts and talents to utilize. So why are you focusing on your dirty laundry? Seriously. Now, yeah, we all need to grow and develop. We need to mature. We need to gain that wisdom. We need to read more of God's word. We need to praise Him more often. We need to walk the way He wants us and instructs us to. We need to obey Him. But man, we have got to leave the excuses behind. We've got to dump that trash. Today is trash day for us. So in honor of me, will you just leave your excuses out of the trash, out of the curb? I took so much trash down yesterday in preparation for trash day. We have a few things that we're changing up with the studio. It's really exciting. It's cool and scary. It's one of the projects I have going on. I can't move fast enough, but I'm trying. And all I see at every turn is, oh my gosh, there's a brick wall, literally and figuratively. Like, if you've watched our episodes, I'm in a studio with a brick wall. It's in my home. That's my home. And now we're changing it because we need to control things a little bit differently. And so it involves everything. Like, we're changing it all. And I don't know how soon the new studio will be up and running. Hopefully, maybe not this next episode, but maybe the next. But stay tuned. Come on in. We'd love to have you. Head on over to pray.com. And also, National Day of Prayer is today. Go over to pray.com. They're running some incredible things. Every hour or so, they have something new on. I promise you, you will be blessed. See, it's not just about me. It's not just about you, right? God has something in store for you every single day. He has something in store for the world. But the problem is, we've muted Him. And we're listening to everything else, TikTok, Instagram Reels. I mean, hey, those little cute clips of 10, 15 seconds, yeah, they're fun, and you can't get those little jingles out of your head, but is it life-changing? I don't think so. Unpack the benefits. Your weaknesses don't need reminders that they aren't your strengths. They already know it, and so do you. So why do you keep pulling your excuses? Why do you keep packing your weaknesses and you leave your strengths behind? Seriously. Are you afraid that you might actually be successful if you utilize your strengths? I mean, that's a fair question, right? You can't be inspired to go and do what you have been called to do by God and God alone with your heart, right? Your fingerprints, your footprints made specifically for you. You can't do that if you're not willing to utilize your strengths. If you're not willing to say, you know what? I got to put some of this stuff behind me and I've got to step in to what He's called me to do. And guess what? When I show up, God does too. Of course, He's always there. But He's not calling anybody else but you to do what you are supposed to do. Unpack the benefits. So let me ask you a harder question. Why do you keep falling back on your weaknesses? Why do you keep holding your breath on the opportunity to succeed? Think about that for a moment. I know for me, jumping into some of this newer, you know, exciting studio work and TV and just doing things differently. And yes, you can say, oh, well, you know, Christina, it's like a YouTube channel and all of that. Yeah, it is, but it's not. It so is not. There's a lot of work that goes behind this. hours upon hours upon hours of preparation. Now, that's not to put me on a pedestal by any means. It is not. It is just saying that I am learning and I am growing and I am being stretched. And let me tell you, I've had to leave my weaknesses at the door and say, okay, Lord, I'm coming. I don't know. I'm trusting that you know. And I'm showing up. And I'm just going to keep going. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. God has your mark, your calling. But you have to be willing to step into it. You have to be willing to unpack the benefits. So I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to think about your strengths more than you do your weaknesses. Yes, you can get better at your weaknesses. Yes, they can actually be a benefit. I've done episodes on those. But I want you to rely on who God made you. Take a page from your strengths and unpack the benefits. On this beautiful day, I know we started with a prayer, but I want to end with a prayer, my friend. May your strengths be your greatest asset to keep moving forward. Excuses only slow down your progress. Pick up where you left off. This is your day to shine. You are a star. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.